When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, yay. Well, I'm starting the app. Are you ready?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
You're a friggin' workhorse.
Yeah.
Caroline, welcome.
Work smarter, not harder. Thank you. Hi, so good to be here, Jackie. I love sitting in this office with you. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
My therapist told me to start paying attention to the interactions and time I spend with other people that leave me feeling energized versus drained.
Yeah.
I always feel energized when I'm with you and when I leave you.
Now that I'm with you,
I
can let my head down.
I can say anything crazy.
Oh, I knew you were going to do the harmony.
I knew you were going to let me. And I knew you were going to let me. I knew you were going to let me.
Oh, your therapist is right.
I know. She was like, you got to pay attention. She's like, nothing wrong with hanging out with someone that drains you. It's totally fine. You just have to be aware.
Well, so what we say in my therapy is notice. What was the word you used? Pay attention. So I say notice, and I put my knuckles together like it's a knuckle tattoo that says notice.
Yeah.
And that's our thing now. We both go like this. We go notice.
What are you noticing?
Just everything.
Oh, okay.
I started ever since therapy. You know, I was married to a sociopath. It's fine.
Yeah.
Got rid of him. And I'm getting a little looser with my feelings about my first marriage, if anyone's
noticed.
You've
always talked about it with me.
It's true. But I'm starting to get a little, and I did discuss this in therapy.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I've never like really gotten into it.
Yeah.
And why? And my first reason was I don't want to give him any clout.
Sure.
And she was like, well, is it coming from a place of empowerment or is it coming from a place of it shrinks you?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm ready to be empowered by what happened and everything. So that'll all be coming soon. Let's just say I'm working on something. Honey.
Is that the one woman show?
Yes.
All right. I'm waiting for my invite.
It's got to happen this month. If I don't do it this month, I'm not doing it before the baby's born and I have to do it.
Why can't you just do it at your baby shower? And I'll be the only one that knows about it. But the baby shower ends up being a one-woman performance.
Wow.
I think people would love it. It would be, if you could set up someone to film it, that would be like a really good hook of like,
wow,
you think this is a baby shower, but it's actually a show.
What if everyone sits down and they think, oh, Jackie's just going to make like a 5-minute speech.
Yeah, just do like I just want to say
toast. Being an hour long show.
You go into it being like, I want to thank my mom and my mother-in-law. Yeah. Like, thank you so much. And then before we all realize it, we're like, wait, the speech has turned into
a never stops.
Wow. I won't tell anybody.
That's not a bad idea. I will say that my parents will be there. Ben's parents will be there.
Rip that Band-Aid off, honey.
And I discuss the guy at the dog park that made me squirt once. And I don't really want to tell that story in front of my parents.
But if you want this to go places.
Yeah, that's true.
Bringing
I have to
at
let
that
this
story.
Down. This is like my therapist. What empowers you?
We're noticing.
We're noticing.
I'm putting,
putting
my knuckles,
together.
I'm telling you. You know that woman that did her little stand-up show at the AMC?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Which is horrific.
Oh, my God.
But also, imagine.
Should I talk about the guy that made me squirt next time I go to the movies?
Yes, but also do it at your baby shower.
I'm not going to the movies.
We film it at your baby shower.
Yeah.
I won't tell anyone it's happening. I'll pretend like I don't know what's happening.
I could maybe workshop half of it or something. I can't make people sit there for an hour in the sun with their damn chicken salad sandwiches.
Move everyone inside.
I don't know if I could fit everybody in here.
You're not thinking about this with a big picture.
Okay,
head.
Yeah.
You
right.
have an
this
opportunity.
This is Lenny Kravitz Museum all over again.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is a big, you have this opportunity in front of you. And what we can
you're right, it's a captive audience.
It's who is here for you.
Yes, you got me there.
For you.
Yeah.
These are people you're close to, that you trust.
Yes.
What better audience?
Yeah.
And also just, it's a funny scene.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the woman at the AMC.
It's
and if you don't know what we're talking about, you're going to have to Google it.
You
got
to Google it.
Tell you.
It's just like anybody can produce a one-woman show, call it what it is, invite an audience in that is willing to hear it.
Yeah.
It is different to say at my baby shower where my parents are.
I did a pop-up one-woman show against everyone's will.
Yeah, and it's funny and not cringy because you're like, it's my baby shower.
Well, we're not doing games and shit. I don't believe in
all
that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think you could do an abridged version.
Yeah.
Hire somebody. Or do you have a videographer?
Of course I do. Honey, I live in Hollywood.
You're going to be done up. You're going to look amazing.
Oh, Edwin's doing my makeup.
Am I wrong?
I'm going to have my Rihanna-esque maternity
look. I'm not wrong. This is a perfect place. Okay. Give us 25 minutes. Give us a half hour.
Okay. I see you, queen.
Look, I'm not a producer, but am I a producer?
No,
I mean,
you
really,
are a producer, though.
I'm producing. I just think that also what makes it funny is that, A, it will be funny because you're funny. But B, it's like your audience is captive, but also hostage.
Yes, they're a hostage audience.
It's like, and
they
that's
didn't come here to
right.
To
we
watch
all think
a show.
We're coming to your baby shower, yes. But it's like also all of these events are like, okay, you're here to support me and like the things that I'm going through in life. You're like, okay, well, I'm also doing a one-woman show. Yeah. Nothing is more LA than this.
And I could leave out the squirting story just
if you
for this version.
To.
No,
if you
I can't tell that in front of my stepmom. She might pass out.
Okay, she's so a, leave out the squirting story. But
she's
maybe
a decent Christian
can
woman.
We pull in the shitting your pants at Katsuya?
I could probably work.
I
that
like
in.
That.
Yeah, I could work that in.
I think that's good.
Okay, I'm not mad at it.
I will be like just hanging out.
Will
your
you
everywhere.
Get some B-roll?
Absolutely.
Of the crowd reactions.
Yeah, I'll film it as like ad hoc.
Yes, yes,
like,
yes.
Holy shit, Jackie just went.
Yes. Okay, we'll work on this.
Yeah. We can air this particular mini post baby
show. Oh, no, no. I'm putting
this
it out.
This is this week?
Yeah, yeah. I'm putting it out because, like I said, none of my friends listen to my show, so this won't be a problem.
Great.
But what I was going to say that we deviated from was...
Sorry.
My instincts were literally gone once my marriage ended. Like, I literally didn't have an instinct.
Yeah.
And I was letting people step over my boundaries all the time, and red flags were just flying about, and I didn't even notice... So now I work on noticing.
Oh,
so
I like that.
I hashtag notice
you
now.
Essentially dissociated
yes.
in order to keep yourself protected.
Yes, yes, yes.
And now you're like...
Hyper noticing yes.
to make sure. It's, then that's a different way of protecting yourself.
Yes.
I like that.
Honey, we love a notice.
We love to notice.
Okay, the first thing on my list to tell you about... Do
yeah.
you remember, Caroline? I
yeah.
mean, this was a year ago.
I always remember.
You... shared a video that you saw about washing your makeup brushes
yes.
in the washing machine.
Yep, Essence Gant, my old colleague at BuzzFeed. Yes. She was like, I didn't know you could do this. She threw all of her makeup brushes in a mesh underwear bag,
mm-hmm.
threw it in the washing machine, and then you did the same thing.
Yes, so I used an old pillow case.
Yes, they said that you could do
and
that.
I put it on the most gentle, fastest cycle. I did exactly what, and I remember reporting back that it worked pretty well.
A few of them splintered, a few of the wooden ones splintered.
Other
right?
than the foundation brushes, they were still they still had foundation buildup
clean those babies.
Yeah, because of the buildup of the oils of the foundation, but everything else worked. I'm here to report nobody do this.
Yep.
It was not a good idea.
Okay,
I only did it that one time, and
okay.
I'm realizing now there are bugs on my rose. I think the roses brought the bugs in. There are bugs. I'm literally watching them crawl on the roses.
Yeah,
so we're gonna put those out. We're going to move those out of the room because I don't want bugs in here.
Wait, are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. I'm literally watching them crawl on that yellow rose that's right in your face. There's bugs.
I don't see anything moving.
Oh.
Are you sure that's not just the spots on the rose?
I could be losing it. That's
just
definitely true.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, so you would not recommend the makeup trick.
No.
I'm keeping you on task here.
No. I recently, because we've been out and about again
yeah.
and whatnot, started to use more of my makeup brushes than I had been using. They're
Cut the
falling apart.
In half. Cut the lifeline in half.
They're
yeah.
falling apart. They're breaking in half.
Mm.
The actual bristles are starting to just fall off.
Yeah.
I'm putting on my Merit Beauty stick. I'm rubbing it in.
Hair.
All of a sudden, hairs. Giant whiskers on my face.
She's contouring with a...
Yes.
What's it called?
It's giving cat. It's
yeah,
giving
yeah.
feline.
It's giving cats. Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
And I'm like...
Mutton chops.
And I'm like, why is this happening?
And
I realized,
and that's why.
Oh, I washed all my makeup brushes in the washing machine.
I would like to take you back to that time and tell you that I definitely said try it with one or two first.
And I
did,
and
you
did all
of
them. Because
so,
I'm a lazy piece of shit.
I don't know that it's lazy so much.
No,
as like
it was
a poor choice.
I hate washing my brushes.
No, we all do.
It's so
this was a
cumbersome.
Perfect like hack.
Yes,
like, but I guess it doesn't
if
hold.
You I think maybe if you have really nice brushes that hold up. Mine are not very nice.
What's your nicest brush?
God, I don't have nice
okay.
brushes. Yeah, the pink ones that I've been using were a Christmas present from my ex-mother-in-law, which I know they were like an Amazon set. They
mm-hmm.
weren't super expensive. They work great and they've always served me well, but they're all breaking. All
yeah,
of them are
okay.
fucking break.
Okay.
All of them.
All of them.
I need to turn my mic down. It's peaking a little bit.
Oh my God.
All of them are breaking. So don't do that. If anyone thought about doing that.
Don't do that. Yeah. If you were listening a year ago, but you're finally getting around to it now.
And you're caught up now. I'm here to tell you, don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do it. Oh, yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we have some time. I'm now going to tell you about the Gwen Stefani makeup.
Oh, yeah. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey.
Gwen Stefani, icon. We love her.
Yeah. From No Doubt to No Doubt, Dolls.
Honey. Love Angel Music, baby.
Yep.
I got a DM on Instagram from the account, the Gwen Stefani makeup account.
Definitely run by Gwen herself, I think.
100%. It was Gwen.
Yes.
And they were like, hey, we want to send you product. And at first, they didn't have a check mark. And I go, is this a scam? Are you a bot? And they were like, no, we're really her company.
No,
and I
was we
like,
are real.
And I said, why don't you have a check mark? And they were like, well, we're working on it.
Wow.
Honey, I've had a lot of crazy shit happen to me in DMs. And I'm not trying to give my address out.
I get
you
it.
Know.
You have don't you have like a box?
I don't have a box right now.
Okay.
I let it lapse and I need to get another one.
Okay.
But anyway, they sent me stuff. It was legit. And I want to give the honeys an honest opinion on the products.
Let's
because
hear it.
I'm not a liar.
You're not.
I'm not being paid. Now, do I like prestigious companies recognizing Natch Butte and sending me items? Of course I do.
Yes.
Am I going to jeopardize a relationship with this brand right now? Yes.
Not good.
But that's what I'm going to do for the honeys. I'm going to be dead ass honest with y'all.
Okay.
If I had one word, it would be eh.
Interesting.
So I'm pulling up the website. Caroline's looking at the packaging
very
right
pretty.
Now. Yeah, it has a mood. This isn't my mood. I like a more glossier, millennial, pink, cute font. This is gothy, black and white, gold Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Which isn't really my aesthetic.
But it's hers, so it works.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who love this.
Yeah.
I remember when I posted
What's
about
it
this.
What's it called? I can't even.
Give.
Give.
It's called
okay.
GXVE.
Which, of course, we all know spells give.
Give, yes. That's how you spell give. And a lot of people DM me and were like, as soon as it dropped, I bought it. Because I love Gwen Stefani and I love the vibe of it. Because it is really cute, if that's what you're into.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with the All Prime Time Multi-Use Prep and Smooth Facial Oil. So this is a priming oil.
There's no such thing.
And I will say this is clean at Sephora,
okay.
Which is exciting because most of the clean brands, oh, I'm rubbing beet juice on my face. You don't get the payoff, whatever. This is high pigment in your face, fun attitude products. Okay. And it's fun that they're clean. I like that. I appreciate that.
Okay.
So we were just discussing on the last mini your primer that you like. And I said I was very particular about my primers. When I do a primer, it's because I want to fill in my pores. I want it to really help my makeup stick and lock and just look really flawless, give you a blur.
Yep.
And other than that, I don't use a primer just to moisturize or whatever because I do plenty of skin prep.
Yep.
This is literally an oil.
So it wouldn't be a primer.
I found it to be counterproductive to the purpose of a primer. I felt it made the makeup slide around.
It
made
it's an oil, yeah.
Yeah, my fine lines filled up with my makeup. It had no element of a primer to me. It's literally a facial oil.
Yeah.
It says multi-use prep and smooth facial oil. It didn't smooth. It didn't prep. It just was heavy, and I didn't like it.
Right.
So if you were thinking of buying a product from this line, that's the one I would say absolutely do not buy.
Okay.
She has these little eyeshadow quads. Originally, this one that you're seeing in the photo, I was like, finally, something without a crazy blue or a bright, wacky color that I'm never going to wear. It's just neutral kind of taupes.
Yeah.
Eh.
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 You can get that anywhere. That's like run into CVS and buy that for $8.
Eh. Just wasn't, the payoff wasn't great. The colors blended okay. Like, just eh.
Yeah. Okay.
The lipstick.
Yeah, really.
Right. It didn't change my life. It's a red lipstick. Gwen Stefani is known for having a gorgeous red lip.
Right.
The one thing I think that was okay, the brow pencils are fun. Very, very precise little strokes. They're cute. And the eyeliner, it's a black liner pencil. And I do my waterline with it and do like a little wing. Super dark, great payoff, one swipe.
Okay.
it got a little, for me, it was like a little draggy and a little hard to manage, but I also am 37. I feel like a 20-year-old, it probably would slide right across your face. It'd be fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was happy with the pigment of those products.
What's the price point of all of these?
Good question.
Like, I just feel like there's nothing, this just feels like a well-marketed.
So, the quad is $28. That's expensive.
I mean, it's like, yeah, it's expensive for a quad.
Yeah, and they're all named after Gwen Stefani songs. The one I like is called Simple Kind of Life, which makes sense. I mean, great song.
It feels like a little much.
But yeah, you're buying Gwen Stefani.
I guess.
You're
buying Gwen Stefani. Like,
the gel liner I was talking about, 24-hour waterproof gel liner, is $21.
Okay, so it's definitely comparable
this
to...
This is a Sephora brand.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a clean brand.
Yeah.
So again, that might be something that you're worth to pay a little more for.
Yep.
The eyebrow pencil that I said I like... Pretty good shade range, 24. So this is like a benefit.
Yeah.
You know, a Sephora brand.
Yeah.
The packaging isn't super luxe.
There's nothing about it. I don't know. It just, without knowing anything, it does kind of feel like they just threw this together.
These celebrity brands, man.
They're not real.
Like, I was just watching Michaela and she was talking about Rem Beauty, which is Ariana Grande's.
Yeah.
And it's basically trash.
All
the products
surprised.
Suck. But then Rare Beauty, Selena Gomez brand, everybody loves. It's incredible.
Interesting.
And obviously we love Fenty. Fenty like changed the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's some people put in the work and some people don't. And I don't know. I love Gwen and I'm so happy y'all sent it to me, but I got to tell the honeys the truth.
Yeah. I think you got to look at.
This is a $26 fucking red lipstick.
Do you remember being young and like anything that had Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's face on it, I wanted. It could have been like a fucking full diaper of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it was branded.
The Mary-Kate and Ashley shit diaper.
Yeah. And I would be like, Mom, I need it. And I think that for a while did pay the bills. And I think you saw that with like Kim Kardashian doing, like when everyone had their perfume, when every celebrity had a perfume.
Yes.
People are much smarter consumers now. You get marketing from a million directions except for just magazines and commercials.
They're also coming out like the woodwork every hour.
Yes.
Didn't Scarlett Johansson just come out with a fucking
line? Literally,
like,
everyone has a line. Everyone has a collab. Every housewife has a skincare line.
Kooky Southern Aunt ass scrub.
But it's good.
Yeah.
But I think gone are the days where you can get away with it. You can get anybody to buy anything one time.
Yes.
But you have to actually put in work for someone to be like, this is the only eyebrow pencil that
I will
use.
Like, the novelty of buying the Gwen lip is fun.
Yeah, and
if
then
you're
it's
a
over.
Gwen fan, but are you going to spend $26 on one tube of red lipstick over and over?
Yeah, what these brands need is for people to want to buy this every time it runs out and not just say, I want this once.
Yes.
I don't know. There's nothing about this that feels... I just want to know. I don't know. Kim Kardashian is all over Skims. Like, Skims has her entire... ethos all over it. I know it was like, ladies, get up and work. Like, no one wants to fucking work. Like, that was ridiculous. But she seems very involved in Skims in the way that she was not involved in maybe like
KKW Beauty. Yeah.
And
Skims comes out with new shit all the time.
And KKW Beauty is shutting down.
Kirby Johnson from Los Angeles just posted, she bought a swimsuit with shorts. And I was like, how cute.
Yeah.
That would have saved me in middle school.
Right.
When I was like so concerned about my little skinny body. Like, I would have loved that.
Right.
So she's innovative.
Yeah.
Kim.
You have to actually, people see right through your bullshit.
Yes.
If you're not making a good product. But wasn't there a time where you would just buy like a $20 like sweat? I don't know. I always think about Lisa Rinna hawking like duster cardigans on QVC.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, for what?
Yeah.
For who?
Well, people love QVC. Mm-hmm. My old neighbor, the lady that lived below me, every day there was a package on her porch.
Really?
Every day.
Wow. I like that for her.
She hated me because I really wanted to knock and be like, can you just tell me what you buy? I'm so curious. But she hated me. So.
Oh, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, she could have been a guest on the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess I'm not surprised by this.
I had to be real with the honeys, even though I'm so grateful. And I don't know why this company sought me out, and because usually only indie brands care about Nash.
Hey, if you guys are listening, don't you wish you didn't?
Yeah, they're never going to send me anything again, and that's fine. But
you gotta be real with the honeys.
I got to be real with the honeys. I think the novelty of it is cute. And if you love Gwen Stefani, go ahead. If you love the black and white and gold aesthetic,
this gives me novelty palette
vibes. That's what
it is. I mean, it really is.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So this isn't going to change your life, but is it cute? Sure.
It is.
All right. Guess what, Caroline?
We really did it again.
We've really done it again.
Oh, we did it again.
We did it again, and there's so much more to discuss.
Well, we did stray to talk about your baby shower / performance.
That's fine. There's plenty more to talk about. The next mini that we're going to do, not going to have a ton of beauty talk.
Okay.
So, but these first two were loaded up. Loaded. I feel comfortable with staying on theme and absolutely brand. So we're ready to rock the third ep.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, well, we'll see everybody next week.
We'll see you next week.
On the minis. And don't forget, if you just can't get enough of Caroline and Jackie, like, you're edging. You're edging.
You're about to squirt.
Yeah, the guy at the dog park is there.
Where can they find us?
You know, I feel bad because that's like a big laugh in my show that I've given away now. So you're going to have to laugh extra hard at it.
I will shit my pants at your shower. I'm like, I'm so sorry. That joke was so funny. I pooped my pants.
Oh, God. Because it's very unexpected for me to say that, obviously. Okay.
That's why I feel like you have to bring it out.
I can't talk about squirting in front of Ben's mom. I can't. I cannot.
Okay.
I hope to God she doesn't listen to an interview. I really do.
Maybe I could distract the mothers in the kitchen while you get that joke. We can like time it and I'll be like, excuse me, Mrs. Sheehan.
But then you're not going to get to hear it.
Oh, I know, but I'll take one for the team.
Yeah, yeah. But you could watch your video. Yeah, exactly. You could watch your video. Okay, we're going to plan this.
We are.
It's going to be exciting. I'm excited. I remember one time somebody did a rehearsal dinner and it ended up being the wedding.
People love that shit. Yeah, yeah. Everyone likes a baby shower. It's like great. But people do not come to a baby shower expecting literally anything else.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to rent more chairs.
Okay.
Because I need an audience. Yeah. I need everybody to just sit and enjoy. Yeah. Okay. Listen, I'm excited about this. We're going to do it. What I was going to say is if you want more of us, go to the G Thanks Just Bought It feed. We're doing minis
tons
every
of minis.
Week,
There's
honey.
Literally minis everywhere.
Yes, it's minis showering everywhere. Minis.
Showered in minis.
You could say we're squirting minis.
We're squirting minis. These minis, it's so gross.
Oh, God.
What's the next episode about?
You'll see.
All right, I'm ready.
We'll see y'all next week.
Let's push out our last.
Yes.
Let's give birth to this last episode. Yes. We did it. This is like, we really fucking powered through.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.